This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kieran, you would probably have taken any sort of a moral boosting situation that you kind of, you've probably got one of the highest order, a free kick like that to win the derby. A special moment for your side.
Yeah, I'm delighted for them. They deserve it. God, we've had a lot of heartbreak of late. Late goals, just throwing away leads, learning harsh lessons. It's been difficult, and then you get probably a climatic moment like that at the end of a brilliant game. That's us all year. We go after teams. It's end to end. It's probably why we're on the telly a good bit. We went for it. I thought there was so much right for a half an hour, so much wrong for a half an hour, and then so much right for a half an hour if it was divided into thirds. But the drama of it, and they've hurt us so many times this year, you know, late goals themselves against us, and it's great maybe for once to be doing the hurting.
Yeah, it's so many moments in the game to even try and dissect. It'll probably take a while to calm down and go through it, but you get the breakthrough. You probably could have scored another then as well.
Yeah,
they get an equaliser. You could probably get an equaliser in turn, and you're in the situation where you're down at half time, and probably given your start and the opportunity they have, probably didn't deserve so.
No, but listen, I think last week we had 75% possession, 10 corners to 0, 26 shots to 5, and found ourselves 2-0 down with 5 minutes to go, and we deserved to be because they were better in both boxes. I'm learning, the lads are learning quickly about the fine margins of the detail, and we were getting hurt, and to be fair, we were staring down the barrel tonight at half time of being hurt again. Maybe it suited us coming in for a change with, you know, nothing to lose, everything to gain approach. You know, in the previous games against them, we've come in a couple of times leading, and this time we were the ones doing the hunting instead of being hunted, and maybe it suited us for a little bit. And I'm delighted, a lot of firsts there tonight as well. Like, it's the first win since Tom has come to the club. It's the first win for Igor, even Trevor. I know he came off at half time, a first goal for Keane. It's our first win in a while. It gets us up to 40 points. There's a lot of positivity around it for our first season back, and I'm just delighted for the lads.
That, if you call it the second quarter, the period after half time, you made a couple of changes. You talk about going for it, but you really, really put the foot down, and it was, you know, the result probably comes in dramatic circumstances, but the work rate that you put in and the pressure, they probably deserve that victory.
Yeah, well, look, I made some changes tonight to the starting team, and then the lads coming on just reacted brilliantly. It's all you can ask for, lads to come in and make a big impact, and they did. Yeah, look, as I said, there was so much hurt in there. It probably made us a little bit stronger as well. There wasn't a mad half time or anything like that. We were calm, focused. Of course, we fixed a few things and said a few things, but we needed to realise there was another half of football to come. Panic set it in for probably 15 minutes, I felt, before half time, everywhere. But once it calmed down, we're good players, and Daryl's free epitomises that.
Yeah, that was such a special moment. Daryl spoke to me about his family in the crowd,
yeah.
And everything goes on to do it like that, with the timing and the situation of the game and the location of it in front of your supporters as well. That's just magical.
Dream, like, he's our guy. Do you know what I mean? He's our talisman. He's said our 10 goals and 10 assists. Like, he's got to be in the conversation for Player of the Year. He put us on his back there for a while, and he's done it for so long for this club. He stayed last year, maybe when the club got relegated. He led us back up as a captain. You know, I couldn't be prouder of him. I know he was an ex-teammate. I'm his manager now, but we have such a good relationship, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. And again, that moment for him, he knows what it means. It's Donna and his kids and all, they live in the town, they're from the town, they're huge lifelong supporters, and what a moment for him, and what a goal. And I'm right behind it myself. I ended up, I shouldn't say it in case I get a fine, I ended up long ways onto the pitch, just emotion, so I can only imagine how special it felt for him.
Yeah, you probably needed that now with the case of what next, isn't it? You've got to that 40 points, you can probably start looking up rather than down again.
Yeah, I think we've always tried to look up. We earned that right with a lot of the performances. Throughout, we're the only team in the division from a newly promoted team that we hadn't beaten, and now we've probably got that one over them as well. But yeah, look, we had a lot of hurt in the last couple of weeks as well. There's a lot of tough Mondays turning up for training and trying to put it back together, and we put it right a little bit there tonight. They hurt us so many times this year in games. I'm sure they're hurt. I don't think there was much in it tonight. I think Kevin himself, like, probably feel like I did a couple of times. Tough moment, but there wasn't much in that game. But a moment of quality from Daryl won it, I suppose.
So that probably parks the league in a nice position now for a nice momentum. Cup action to come. I'd imagine you and probably some of your staff heading to the Brandywell on Sunday.
Yeah,
you're heading there as a collective then on Sunday week?
We'll have to, yeah. I have to get eyes on this opportunity. I'll obviously do everything I can to get there. If not, I'll send staff, but we'll be getting eyes on them in some capacity. We'll try and do everything right. I mean, as I said, we've earned that right now. We're in the, we'll be 40 points with 7 games to go, and we're in the quarterfinal of the FAI Cup. This is what we wanted at the start of the year. We couldn't have scripted it to be as probably good. Don't get me wrong, last couple of weeks have been challenging and you're questioning things, but I'm sure now the trip up there next week will feel a little bit shorter now that we have those 3 points and we can really have a go. It's going to be a tough game. You're going into a cauldron. Derry City are a massive football club with huge support themselves. They need a good run in the cup no more than anyone, and it's going to be as tough a game as you're going to get.
Well, you certainly sent home the supporters happy. They've just left a little while ago. The town will be nice and pleased for the course of the weekend.
They deserve a good weekend. They're due one.
Darrell, looking around, and I suppose the scene is set really by your supporters. They still haven't departed O'Sullivan and Lampark, but when they do, they're going to go home very happy. A huge victory for your side.
Yeah, look, a huge victory for, I suppose, lots of reasons. Late winner, Derby, haven't beaten them this season, and the recent run we've had in the league. So, you know, it's a big one for all those different reasons, and kind of accumulates into a massive one for us.
We'll have to cut straight to the chase here as well. A free kick is awarded towards the death. It's 2-2. You win the debate to take it, and then you let fly. Did you know straight away it was tailing in?
Yeah, at the minute I hit it, it was in. I knew. Or it was going to, Luke Dennison might have to make an unbelievable save across. But, you know, there's a lot of those I'll have hit that have gone over into Rosetta or miles away. So, look, when they go in, you take it.
And you did it right in front of the supporters as well. They all had a bird's eye view. That was a magical scene. Everyone just celebrating in unison.
Yeah, it was a big moment. A couple of my kids were in the crowd there as well.
Oh, brilliant,
so,
yeah.
Lovely for them as well, yeah. Yeah.
That's special memories, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something you probably don't think when you're a young player that you'd be old and grey with an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old in the crowd.
Well, I suppose it is. I think the stats people tell us, 200 start tonight for Dundalk. You've seen it all. And what you've seen tonight then as well is, given the course of the season, a huge 3 points, because this table is so congested right now, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there's very little between all the teams. And, you know, a win, a couple of wins, a little run goes a long, long way. Like, at the same breath, like, we didn't win in 7, we haven't moved from 4th. It's in a way, it's a mad league at times. So we're going to have to just keep plugging away. We've got a massive cup quarter final away in Derry next week, which will be a huge game for us. But I suppose, look, in terms of league, we hadn't won in 7. It's a big one for us, and look, maybe it gets us back on track a small bit. But yeah, the games the 7, we never played poorly, really. We always played well in just moments, and football is all moments, so nice to be on the right side today.
Absolutely, and the football can change in small moments or quality moments like yourself. But just talk to me, you've obviously been around, you've experienced the ups and downs. What has it been like, or what have you had to say to the rest of the squad during that tricky period for you guys?
Look, it's hard because we're all trying to feel our way through it as well, you know, me included. You know, we're all in it. I'm not bomb-proof by any stretch in those games either. Look, there's times where you have to put the arm around people. There's times you have to have a pop at people. There's times people are having a pop at me. You know, that's football. But it's a great group of lads, and everything's taken in the right manner, and everyone's taken well, and players are the point to prove, so they're always good lads as well.
And I suppose the big thing now, from your perspective, when you do come down from the high, is use this as a positive boost to finish off the season in style.
Yeah, look, I suppose the biggest thing is just one game at a time is the biggest one for us, because maybe in the last little while you may be thinking, oh, the next game or this game or that game, or if we win here, 3 points there, who knows. So now it's just focus on, enjoy this for tonight, focus on Derry for Sunday as well, keep an eye on them Sunday against Rovers.
Well, your kids and the remainder of the supporters going home happy. A special moment, congratulations.
Pledge. Thanks a million, appreciate it.
Kevin, football can be a cruel game at times. I suppose there's no way of polishing it up. You've got a kick in the teeth here in the Derby, haven't you guys?
Yeah, look, and we've done that before, and, like, you know, so have to take it. But yeah, look, it is. But kick in the teeth, but probably a couple of little things we could have. We definitely could have like we gave them the opportunity to do it, by particularly the tour goal, we gave them the opportunity to get the free kick, which we shouldn't have done. But it is, look, it's disappointing at all. Half time we were not in control. It was a good game, like, you know, but we were good. But yeah, it's unfortunately just, it is what it is. We can't, like, we are what we are. We are where we are. And if we keep giving away goals like we have been, then we will be there.
You reacted well to the concession of the goal. Like, you'll be disappointed when you watch it back. Even the player reacts well as well with the assist for the other one. And you finished that first half so strongly.
Yeah, and look, reality again, football is like, I mean, it's fine margins. Conor Keighley hits the crossbar to go 3-1 up. Like, you know, and everyone forgets all this stuff. And people think we were awful. We weren't awful. Like, you know, far from it. We were decent. But you get nothing for that, unfortunately. So I said, it's really disappointing. But Edwin, you go back to that, obviously makes his mistake and was excellent then. And look, it is what it is. Very disappointed we lost the game. But we did, so I just have to get on with it.
And obviously, I'm not sure if you had a chance to look, but Waterford won tonight at St. Pat's as well. It's a tight situation right now, isn't it?
It is, and as I said in the Virgin interview, look, we're well used to it, like, you know. I don't know what people's expectations are, because they shouldn't be, but it is what it is. We have to make the best of what we have, and we've done a good job of it over the last number of years. Obviously, people are disappointed where we are. That's grand, and they can be as disappointed as they want, but we have to just stick together and try and, you know, look, we've probably park it for a couple of weeks, and we'll be and in the cup next week.
Yeah, what does the cup situation have now? Which, obviously, it's a quarter final. You've been successful in this recently. Now, you probably showed a couple of years ago how it can give a boost to your side in a relegation scrap as well. Do you have to just try and park it and separate it as almost a separate competition?
Take the game, whatever. Just, it's a game of football against Galway. The cup, the league, it doesn't matter. We try and win the game, but look, obviously, I wouldn't say, I said, look, we were on a good run probably going into those cup games as well. You could flip it the other way. So, no, look, we're looking forward to it. But we got over tonight first, as you said, it's a kick in the teeth, but that's football. I don't think the players could have tried any harder. I have to emphasise that. But it is what it is.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan, and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.